Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4:4, and now the Mishnah will discuss how they performed the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the time of the Beis HaMikdash at the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzad. How did they perform the mitzvah of Lulav? Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechalios B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot fell out on a Shabbos, so we said that everyone will be shaking the Lulav. Therefore, molichin es lulavehem lahar habayis. Everyone has to bring the lulav to the har habayis, but they can't bring it on Shabbos, even though we're going to be shaking on Shabbos, because there's a concern people will transfer through the Karmelos or Rishos HaRabim, and therefore they have to bring their lulav to the har habayis prior to Shabbos on Friday afternoon. V'hachazanin mekablin mehen. The chazan in the Mishnah refers to like a appointed functionary of the Beis HaMikdash, or whoever they're wherever they're functioning, in the shul, etc. The word chazan, from the word chose, to look out and see, because their role was to look out and see what the tzibur needed, the community needed. So these chazanim would accept the lulav on their behalf. V'sojnosan al gav ha'itztaba. They would arrange them on the itztaba. These are benches. What happens is, around the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, surrounding it, there was a portico, like a kind of covered walkway, and under the covered walkway, like beyond the columns, there were benches. It's about referred to the benches. So these benches were there for people to sit on to escape, you know, the heat or the rain. And here we're putting these lulavim on the benches in the covered walkway area because we don't want them to get dried out in the sun, etc. V'hazakenim, as for the elders, people who tomorrow wouldn't be able to jostle with the crowds and could get hurt. Menichin es shalahen belishka. Those older people's lulavim were kept in a special room designated for the lulavim. Umalamden osan lomar. And the people functioning there in the Beis Mikdash would instruct all those who brought their lulavim to say the following. Quote, kol mi shemegiel lulavi biyado. Whoever ends up with my lulav in their hand, meaning tomorrow, Harehu lo b'matana. I give it to them now as a gift. The idea being that it's very possible with all the people attempting to get the lulavim on the Shabbos morning, and there's a lot of people, a lot of lulavim, people might not end up managing to get back the lulav they brought. And in that being the case, people end up with someone else's lulav. And as we've said repeatedly, the pasuk says, ulakachtem lachem b'yom harishon. You have to take it for yourself on the first day. And we darsh in mishal lachem, it has to be from your possessions, and therefore if you end up with someone else's lulav, you wouldn't be yotzi unless he gave it to you as a gift. And therefore, everyone makes this declaration. So whoever ends up with the lulav, whoever's lulav it was, now will be theirs, having received it as a gift. We didn't discuss this back in the third parak, when we had the Mishnah back in Mishnah Yud Gimel, about bringing lulavim on Erev Shabbos to the Beis Knesses, to the synagogue. The reason is because there's so many fewer people, it's just much less likely people won't find the lulav that they brought. Okay, but basically shows was a balagan, as we'll see right now. Lamachar, in the morning, mashkimen uvain. They would get up early and come to the Beis HaMikdash. V'achazanin zorkin osam lifneim. And the functionaries would throw the lulavim before the people, trying to get everyone their lulav, and, you know, there's a big crowd of people, everyone's trying to grab their lulav back again. V'in mechatvin, and everyone would snatch their lulav. U'makin ishus chavero, and people would actually shove each other, and people could, you know, get elbowed and so on in the jostle. And ukeshiro vestin, once the beisdin saw shebo'o lidei sakana, was actually dangerous. People could get trampled in such a scenario, and that's actually dangerous. So then hiskinu shehe kol echad ve'echad notum abeso, they made a takana, they adjusted the way that society operated, so that everyone would shake the lulav at home instead, or lav dafk at home, really in the Beis Knesses, whatever it is. The point is the lulav would not be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and left overnight, because then in the morning people would fight over them to get their own, people could get hurt. So therefore they rearrange it that no one's doing that on Shabbos anymore to stop that from happening.